Good afternoon. We'll have statements by the Secretary General and the Chairman. And Secretary General, you have the floor.
President Kovic, it's a great honor and pleasure to welcome you to NATO headquarters and to see you again. We last time met in Sarajevo in February, and I think the fact that we now meet again just is an example of the close partnership between Bosnia-Herzegovina and NATO. Bosnia-Herzegovina is a highly valued partner of the alliance. Just last month, disaster response teams from 34 NATO and partner countries trained together in Tuzla. This is an exercise that will help save lives, and it's a practical way to strengthen our partnership. Our partnership with Bosnia and Herzegovina also helps spread security beyond Europe's borders. I met Bosnian soldiers serving in NATO's rescue support mission in Afghanistan, so I know the important contributions you are making in the fight against international terrorism. Your forces have also played a role in various UN peacekeeping missions, and I welcome your clear commitment to international security. Today, we also discussed Bosnia and Herzegovina's domestic reforms and its Euro-Atlantic aspirations. I welcome the progress that has been made in registering defense properties to the state. I encourage you to accelerate your efforts and to register more properties. You have also made progress in reshaping your armed forces and structures. The defense review agreed last year was an important step forward. The focus should be on implementation to make this review a reality. I count on Bosnia and Herzegovina to redouble its efforts in this area. Compromise can be difficult, so it is important that all political leaders work together for the benefit of all people. And NATO is here to support you. NATO and Bosnia and Herzegovina have a deep partnership, and we have all achieved a lot together. I look forward to working with you to further strengthen our cooperation. And once again, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I am very glad that we've had an opportunity to discuss the situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina and our position on NATO. So thank you very much for meeting us and finding time to discuss these issues with us. We have always been partners on joint projects. We have been good partners. And our review of defense and the reviewed action plan that we are planning to submit to you quite soon is going to affirm our determination once again that we are fully ready to send a positive message to all the members of NATO that Bosnia and Herzegovina is a country that you should have a clear position towards when it comes to activation of the map. Regarding our obligations that we have taken ourselves regarding the Italian conditions, we have made certain progress, perhaps as not fast as it would be ideal, but the fact is that we have a lot of legal obstacles in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we are truly doing everything we can to meet the obligations that we have taken upon ourselves. I hope it will be motivating enough to help activate the map, because that would truly send a positive message to all of us in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I have to use the opportunity to relay to you the greetings of the other two members of the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina. I would like to invite you to visit us soon so that we can see what we can do together further regarding the reforms in some of the most important sectors of Bosnia and Herzegovina, specifically armed forces, defense. As you have said already, we are already a part of the peacekeeping missions that NATO has throughout the world, and we want to strengthen our positions and our partnership in that regard as well. Thank you very much for including us in any activities that NATO has been implementing, including the exercises and trainings and all the activities of NATO in Bosnia and Herzegovina, such as the recent exercise in Tuzla. We are going to be committed to our goals. It is the determination of everyone in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And we are ready to say that we want to activate the action plan as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. I don't see any questions, so this concludes this press point. Thank you.